dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. Keep us tuned in on your radio.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J. We are in the building. Glad to have you all. It's yet another Wednesday on the show. Yes. Every Wednesday on the show, we call it Hump Day After Dusk. And so, yes, glad to have you guys here. And Nay Seduction will be checking in a moment. But we also have a special guest that'll be checking into the show later as well. I'm an artist by the name of Baby Watson. We'll be chopping it up with her and kind of figuring out, you know, what made her get into music and dig into her business like we always do. You know how we do. We dig in everybody's business. So, yes, can't wait to chop it up with her and definitely get the behind the scenes of what's going on. So, y'all stay tuned for that. For sure. But yeah, so in the meantime, and to if we have any time left in the show, there were some people who said I've missed, so my research team, I should call it, as far as I was talking about the crazy cruise stories on Monday. This, I mean, because man, I'm telling you, I was trying to give you guys, you know, it's enough. So I'm trying to kind of give you the short and sweet stuff. But yeah, there's some stuff I could have included in the short and sweet. So yeah, man, if we got any time, I'll share some more stuff with you today. If not, you might share it on Monday. So y'all got to stay tuned for that. But yeah, so, and a reminder, if you ever miss any of the shows, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/SetiJ. SetiJ, or you can simply search Dustfire Radio Network on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio app, AHA Radio app. Find us all those spots there. Enjoy, you know, subscribe, man, and give us some fives, man. Show some love on there so we can, you know, people know what time it is, so people know, oh, yeah, man, these people got it going on, man. So, yeah, definitely there's millions of ways to listen to our any device you have. So, yeah. But, yes, I've been watching and keeping up with the game as well. As we're going to the final NBA finals going on right now, Golden State and Cleveland. So, right now, as far as on last of the score, Cleveland was winning. So, we'll see if they keep it up, man. And, yeah, it's going to be a very fun journey to keep up with the entire time. And you know, especially right now, doing this while I'm doing the show will be so nerve-wracking. Because I'm trying to look at the score because I know I'll be annoyed if things start swaying a certain way. And I'm afraid I had to deal with it. So, yeah, just give me a heads up what's going on. But, yeah, so... other than that, man, shoot, just other stuff we got coming up. I'm going to be in ATL. Me and Nate will be in ATL at the end of the month of June 29th through July 1st. Make sure y'all are there. Again, that's June 29th to July 1st. Make sure you are in the building. If you're in ATL already, then of course it'll be convenient for you for that. Hey, if we can be down there at that time, definitely love to have you. We're definitely going to try to plan some stuff. Just kick it, man. You know, nothing too crazy. Just kick it and, you know, just kind of just mingle, man. It's be the first time. But to some people who don't know this, you know, when we do the show, in different places. So, whenever T's on the show, T's on the show all the way from Richmond, Virginia. When Nay's on the show, she's doing it from Indiana. It'd be anywhere from Gary or Indianapolis depending on where she's at the moment. And sometimes she does it from Atlanta and she's down in Atlanta. But yeah, and then you got me, of course. I'm just doing the show from Fort Worth, which is on the Twin City to Dallas. So yeah, we're all over. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I've never actually met either one of them. And on this trip I'll be going on, I actually get to meet them. So I'm excited behind that and just glad to, you know, mingle with my co-host, man. I'm so excited that I get to experience that. So, we'll go ahead and go into a music break, and we're going to be easily back-to-back songs. And then we come back, we'll get ready to have our guests. So, yeah, man, let's go ahead. Who am I going to go with first? Oh, that's Nate, too, by the way. Oh, now, if that, we'll just do one song because Nate's in the building. The Queen's in the building, so let me answer that line first. Hello, Nate. How you doing?
Hello, everyone.
It's been a while. I miss you, man. You know, I was on the cruise 1 week, next week I was like, let me take a break. I was like, let me make sure I'm completely refreshed. I'll be back to give y'all that heat. So, yeah, I was glad I kind of took that break. But yeah, okay, man, I was just talking right before you came on. I was just talking about, I'm excited, man, to, you know, finally meet you, man.
I know, right? Our trip is coming up. Hotels booked, flights booked.
Yes. Okay. You know how we like to do. Sometimes we like to tell people stuff. I'm just keep. But I'm not gonna give too much information. But let me put it this way: someone said that we need any sponsors. I was like, what do you mean you need? And that's what I said. Nigga, same thing I said. I was like, well, hold on. You trying to sponsor, now y'all turn this into a whole other thing. I mean, me and Nate can use some money.
Okay, thanks.
I've been talking to you about that. Off air, but just kind of putting that up in the atmosphere, letting people know, man, shoot, like, yeah, if you down there, y'all might get, you know, let's see, you know, don't be coming, you know, if you run into us, don't be acting crazy, just let you know, I'm gonna stick my guard dogs after you, act like you got some home damn training. But anyways, Nate, what's been going on with you since we've been gone?
Well, school just started back, so, you know, back on school,
man.
Stuff, and I got confirmation that I will be graduating fall next year, and just been staying focused on school and getting some things together.
Question, as in fall, like, when you say fall next year, you mean fall 2019?
Yes, fall next year, fall 2019.
Okay. Nice, nice. Dope, man. Nice. I know it's crazy. I remember when you first got into it, man. Exciting. What else you got?
It's hard, yeah. But you got to stay dedicated. You got to stay focused. If you really want it, you got to go after it. Yeah. Got to work hard for it. Don't let them come easy.
Exactly. What else you been up to in these past 2 weeks?
You know, communicating with some celebrities. You know, like that.
Hold on. Question. They ain't trying to fly you out and lie to you, are they?
You know what? Look, we're going to talk about that seduction 101, okay? Okay.
They're trying to get you the okie doke.
Let's get on that right now. Lord.
You know, get prepared
for some other modeling stuff, you know. So many teachers got some job right now. So I just dropped one tonight, you know. Yeah, that's about it. I was definitely focusing.
I was focusing.
Baby, can you focus on me?
Lord. It was crazy. So I have a visual of how tall you are, how short you would be compared to me. Because on the cruise, which I kind of talked about this on the Monday show, because I didn't, like, shoot, we hadn't already talked about, and T wasn't there, so I told a bunch of the crazy cruise stories. Oh, Nate, you missed again. But, so, yeah, I might share some more, Dick. There's some stuff I missed. But, yeah, like, so my cruise van is a caller. Which she was listening to the show yesterday. Shout out to that. She's 4'11". So if she's 4'11", you're 2 inches shorter than her. Oddly enough, you know what's crazy? I guess because I'm tall. I'm used to being tall, so everybody's short to me. 4'9" is not. I mean, it's short, but it ain't really short to me. You know, so that's gonna be interesting.
I know, right? It will be interesting.
Nate can ride on my shoulder. She can ride on top of my shoulders and stuff.
Right now, they'll be super, super short compared to you.
Come on, Nate, hop on my shoulders. Okay. Only thing I'm afraid of is that damn booty going to weigh my neck down.
You funny.
I wasn't ready. Yeah. So
y'all, why was the Rich Dollar looking at my Instagram? I just want to know why was Rich Dollar look like. I'm not trying to be a part of the creep squad. Like.
Hold on, you didn't say something. You got too much good. Because we give too much tea early on. They gonna feel like they ain't got to come back. You got to say some of this tea. Because you got too much tea. I thought I had tea on Monday.
It's just not rich.
It ain't going anywhere. Oh, I can't wait. I'm a Seduction 101 for be lit today. After damn list. It was all Seduction 101 after the interview. So we're going to go.
Like, you know, I'm almost there.
We'll go to a quick song break and then we'll be back. This is Red Shade, Serena Williams, a track off Serena Williams. So, yeah, here you go, man. After this, we'll be having on our special guest of the evening, Baby Watson. Yeah. Back here on Life of the Dust Live after this.
I'ma get straight to the point. With a queen like me, ain't no need to beat around the bush. See, people make excuses now instead of making money. A lot of people feel entitled just because of looks. A lot of people like to follow, never be a leader. Except me, though, I can never follow by the book. They say people gain impressions less than 10 seconds. If that's the case, then I already got some people shook. 100, I can tell you have no substance, never prove me wrong. All you think about is all the beds that you could screw me on. The hood mentality is probably the tip that you be on. Doing good because you getting money and the roof is gone. Predictable, heard it all before, need to find some different shit to do. And no, I wouldn't judge you for the music that you listen to. It ain't even about that, really, it's about the principle. Make sure you get to know me before feeling all my physical. Anything I want, I go and grab. Everybody talking about what they gonna do with sitting back. Then they tell me that I do too much and that I'm moving fast. Little do they know I spoke with God from there, I saw my path. Then they see the moves I'm making, wanna fix their mouth to ask. Tell me how you doing this and Shades, how you doing that? I tell them I work hard for every single thing I ever had. And I was sorry for those saying that Rashades are never. never last minute something to me. Looking for a man that wants to build, but they be fronting on me. Dining on me, and I tell them chill, but they be stunting on me. Find it funny, you could find them creeper, never find them bummy. Staying out the light, I'm in the shade, so I don't have to worry. If it ever reaches that extent, I got my riders for me. And your drive to text, you never sent, cause you be hiding from me. Keep it real and always staying true, but you be lying to me. Meanwhile, I'm trying to see how my stars align. Why the hell is this one not a single? And why the hell is this one called Serena Williams? Although there is no violence, got a gangster feeling. How long before you sign, cause you could make a killing? Well, things I'm doing fine, my crew is in the building. They call us 369 and don't you dare forget it. Next year around this time, you'll ask me how I did it. But I only post results so you see how I'm living. Red shades, bitch.
All right, we're back right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Ceddy J and your girl Nay Seduction. Oh, there we go. I'm like, what the hell's running the goddamn feed? Okay. And wait for Baby Watson to call back in. Guess it's like, hold on, it's going too long. Call back in, fool. But yes, while I get this and get Nay's line back open. God damn it. There we go. Should have driven me nuts.
What's up?
All right.
Yeah. It's the Nay right, so to the motherfucking Seduction.
So, yeah, so we're waiting on Baby Watson to call back in. And then we're going to make this interview begin. But, yeah, so there we go. Bam, look at that. You see how I do that? Second later, magic happens. That's how it happens. So, well, welcome to the show. There, an artist who is holding down for the East Coast is soon the world. Welcome to the show, Baby Watson. What is up, Baby Watson?
What's up? You hear me?
AKA Waddy. I know one thing. Hold on, my applause brother need to get it together though. There we go. Give me some goddamn applause.
For the love.
Thank you, people. I was like, y'all swack it. I'm about to say, I know we didn't take that. I didn't tell them they could take a break today. But what is we glad to have you on the show, man.
Good. I appreciate it, man.
So you've been pretty busy between, you know, you've had a fresh magazine spread, you were just on a radio show a few weeks ago, and now you're here on Life of the Dust Live where it gets crazy. On a Wednesday night nights too. Wednesdays get nasty.
It's Waddy Wednesday.
I hope so, full disclosure, we'll just get into that in a minute, but I hope Hazel forewarns you it gets crazy on this show. So I'm just letting you know now.
Yes.
making sure you ain't forgot, you know, people have slept and drank since then. So, yes, just know we're not going to be okay. You know, we gonna throw you some softballs, but you better be ready because we gonna throw some goddamn change ups on your ass.
I'm ready for all that, man. Let's go. All
right. So first off, you know, like what made you get into music? Like, what was that turning point to say, you know what? I think music is something I should do.
Me personally, music, I grew up around music. My cousin, he used to be an audio engineer for a lot of artists in New York, and I just was always around it. You know, they had the studio in my house, and me being the youngest, you know, I'm bad, so I got to go run in the studio, get kicked out, you know, unplug a few things, but I just always was around it, so that's what made me have the passion, and as I got older, it was a way for me to express my thoughts and give people a chance to understand me more as a, you know, as a person, understand what I've been through, through my music.
That's interesting versus what a lot of people usually go. So, to touch on that point right away, you know, because you're saying that, you know, you're around family members who were audio engineers, you know, do you think that that changes how you approach music more so than some people? Because some people don't take into account the behind the scenes.
Yeah, like me personally, I like behind the scenes. Behind the scenes get paid. Like behind the scenes, we get paid to not be famous, you should say. Like we, you know, behind the scenes they the important people, but you know, people become rappers. Some people want to be rappers and things like that because they think there's a lot of money involved when it's not. So,
exactly.
I learned from being behind the scenes, but I do music so I can express myself, like I said, to get the thoughts out my head and people can understand me more as an individual than for me to, how can I put it, like some people say they want to be a rapper to make it out. I want to give back if I make it, you know. I don't want certain
right.
things. Like, you know, we all from the urban communities. I don't want kids to go through what I went through growing up. So that's just my little way of, my little path. But I like behind the scenes more. Rapping is, I don't know, that's too much work. The pay not good enough.
see, everybody not smart like that. See, you on to something. You get it. You get it. So... no, touching on the artist side, some more, like, what was, like, that first, like, how do you know when a song is trash? I was asking this question a lot, like, how you know when a song is trash versus when you know you got a hit in your hands?
When your friends don't listen to it. It's so trash. It's so trash if your friends keep telling you to skip it. If they don't want to hear it, nobody want to hear it probably. Because they the
oh,
ones
man.
Who got to not be around, but those be the, like your friends is the first people you actually let listen to your music, whether people know it or not. So if they be the one, if you piss something off of your friends and they be like, who that, well, change it, then you know it's the trash. The question supposed to be, who that? I need that song. Not change it. Like, that's how you know.
So it's like, you feel like you got like a circle of people that, you know, because I've been talking about this all the time. I want a bunch of yes men in my corner. I want people to challenge the hell out of me. You sound like you got a circle of people that challenge you and don't, you know, don't tell you how it is.
Nah, they do, though. That's the funny part, because it could be a song that I think might be a hit or a good concept, and they'll tell me, like, yo, change that. We don't want to hear it. And I'll be looking at them like, wow. But those is more the fun. Like, I did a fun song or whatever called Thotty. Like, I like the song, but some of the people, they don't like it. But when I did my song Die For Me, everybody looked at me different. Like, yo, you should keep going. That's when the... Oh, I liked it. That's how I knew that one was a hit, and the other one was just, if you like it, you like it. Like,
exactly.
So, your friends will let you know. I feel like that. Some people are haters. It could be a good song, and they could tell you it's whack, but I think most of the part, your friends or your girl, she'll tell you the truth. If your girl tell you to change the song, you know it's whack.
Yeah, I was helping the man. Tell me how it is. You know, you might not like, you know, because sometimes when you hear feedback that's not favorable to you, you know, sometimes it hits you. You know, you be like, oh, damn. But you need that mix. You need to know when something is what it is. Like, none of that bullshit. People just going, yeah, man, it's good, man, it's good. Just saying that all the time because they just want to be in the circle.
Yeah, that's true, though, because there's some people, I use this saying a lot, it's people who want to live in a house, but they don't want to help you build it.
Uh-oh.
Those are the people you don't need around you. Yeah, those are people you don't want around you. Because if you can't help me lift this brick up, then you don't need to be in my house when I'm done building it. That's just how I feel.
Exactly. I mean, I've noticed this too. Like, it goes back to your point of, like, how you say your friends are pretty good at telling you when something's trash. And I go to some of these showcases, or heck, I'm just at what was supposed to be a regular club night, and then all of a sudden somebody's performing out of nowhere. And they be having like 5-10 dudes all surrounding them that's like drunk as hell, high as hell, like that shit bumping. And I'm like, this motherfucker didn't tell you this shit was trash before you came out here and embarrassed yourself?
Word. That's funny. Those are the people those are the ones who's around just in case you make it. Those ain't the real,
right.
Real friends and supporter. Those the, oh, let me be around and go to shows and things like that to say I was there just in case this person do make it, but I know it's whack and they maybe don't. Or, you know, right now a lot of people catch lucky, it just be they luck. There's a lot of lucky rappers right now.
Right. Oh, don't get me started on some names. I'll be missing. y'all know how I do. I'll start naming
some damn people. I don't even listen to this music. I don't listen to this new music. The last, I think it's his mixtape. Lil Durk mixtape is the only song that came, I mean album that came out, I think this year, that I listen to every day.
If I'm going to put somebody on blast in New York, fuck it. Tekashi 6ix9ine, trash. All right, there we go.
I don't listen to none of his songs. I don't know none of his songs. They all sound the same.
He trash. His music trash. everything about him is trash.
But he caught the
color.
He
said colorful hair.
Yeah.
She said colorful hair.
She don't even know his name. She said the colorful hair. Crayola.
Yeah, that's how I know who he is. I really know. I never heard his music, though. I knew that must be the nigga with the colorful hair.
Yes, the Hispanic leprechaun looking ass dude. Yeah, him.
Hell no. Nah.
Gremlin looking ass.
I'm dead.
Right, you're gonna get me started, so you didn't got me started. I was gonna be good today, Lord. I won't go name no names, but you got me
Sammy,
naming
you
names.
You ain't never good. What are you talking about?
Oh man, see, I be trying not to name no names, but you know what? I was like, fuck it today. he's fucking trash. And as a person originally from Jersey, I can't let that nigga represent the tri-state like that. That is disrespectful.
Who live in Jersey?
Oh, that's where I'm originally from. Yeah,
oh,
before I came down here to Texas, I was from Jersey. Yeah, I'm from Trenton to be exact.
Oh, okay. You right there. You right there.
You want to get real? And you want to get real specific? I'm from the Wilbur section of Trenton. Y'all know what the Wilbur section. Y'all know that shit is grimy.
They pass grimy. I don't know. I'm a New Yorker. I'm a Bronx kid for real. Like 138 all the way to 40.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm a
Bronx
kid. I'm
the Bronx
man.
People.
we kind of winning right now. We got A Boogie, we got Cardi. We winning a little bit. We got Eric Camino back.
I fuck
with
the Bronx.
I ain't gonna put no
Burrows on blast. I want nobody coming after me. I mean, they feeling tonight, but they know who they are. Queen people.
They was winning for a minute. I'm
put
dead.
The brakes on them. Break.
I'm dead.
If you for Queens,
sure,
I need proper identification.
Yeah, you funny.
Yeah. So next thing, like, so you said people are honest with you about, you know, when your stuff is good and when it's not trash. What's your thoughts on, and you know behind the scenes very well too, like, what's your thoughts on, like, some of the process you got to kind of go through in order to, quote unquote, get noticed. Because I think most of the time it's not the music that's the hard part. I'm crazy to say, it's more so the extracurricular stuff you got to do in order to get known, per se.
Yeah, like right now, I think it's all about, I can't even say marketing and promotion, because some people, like I said, they just get lucky. Like, they drop a song, somebody will hear it, and they'll make a dance, and the dance will go viral, and then boom, you got over a million streams on Spotify or something like that, just because somebody made your song popular, you know? So it's just the internet era. Like, right now we're in the internet era. We're in the do-it-yourself era, to where we don't need labels and things of that nature. How, if this was over 10 years ago, you wanted to like a label deal. Now you don't want that label deal. You can do it yourself. I could pay a bunch of little kids to make dance videos on Musical.ly and go viral through that. So, I don't know.
Well, I agree with you, though. I feel like sometimes your song is, especially like in new, as far as recent time, if your song is more so tied to a dance, not necessarily tied to the song, it kind of is like hot, and then all of a sudden it kind of lukewarm like 6 months later. And like now if a DJ like played out of nowhere, you'd be like, oh yeah, I remember this dance. But other than that, it's not like once you get to a certain point, it's not going to be a song that somebody just say to me, request this song.
Yeah, but that's where your talent comes in. Because if I could make a dance song and get 1 million streams on it, that means 1 million people looked at my name, which means my next song
right.
is where I can actually show my talent, to where if I do a good song, to where people will ask for it, then that was just my way in the door. You know, like right now, everything is about going viral. People won't like your picture unless it has 100 likes. Like, it's just certain
come on,
things
talk
right
to
now. Like, I know, because I know from both ends, you know, I'm behind the scenes and I'm in front of the scenes. So it's like, behind the scenes, a lot of people will support me, but when I start doing music, it's like, oh, I didn't know you do music, but you see me post videos. You like my video, you like my song, you repost it, but then it's like, oh, I forgot you do music. Like, nah, it shouldn't work like that. If you liking stuff and this and that, then, you know, like, I think I had, when I first started posting my videos on Instagram, I get, like, 70 views. Now I get over 800 views, and people are comment that I know personally, like, oh, go ahead, Wadi, and I'll be like, this video is like a year old. Like, what are you doing? Like, people follow trends. It's a trendy thing now. It's like, yeah, I know this person, but I'm not going to be the first person to like their picture. Like, what? Like,
oh,
like
man,
picture,
I hate
you that. Know that person. Just like me, I'm the type, I stroll and just like, I just click. I don't even be knowing what I click half the time. If I'm following you, and I know you personally, or I know of you and things of that nature, I'm just hitting, like, you follow me and you a real page and not one of these fake pages. I like your first, your last four photos and follow you, you follow me, that's it. And when you start posting, like, I just stroll and click. Like,
I mean, but if you see something from Nate, you see something from Nate or Hazeline, you know that's a hit like anyway, because you know they got heat on these pages.
You fine.
Hold on, I heard something about a threesome or something. I don't know.
On that note, it's perfect time to throw the microphone to Nate.
I heard something about a threesome or something.
Uh-oh.
No, what the heck? I mean, your girl think I look good. I mean, I can't help it. Like,
yeah, I'm asleep. She waking me up like, Dave, look. I'm like, look at what am I looking at? Did I see? She's like, look. In my head, I'm like, my poster look? Like, is this a setup? Like, you know, is this a test? Am I getting tested? I don't know.
Right. You know, she might be trying to set you up now.
She set me up to get cursed out. I don't know. You know, she likes you. Light skinned girl's crazy.
I'm
like,
what's that supposed to mean? Hold up.
I mean, like, girl sleep with nine.
Hey, but she's not here to defend herself. Defend her, you know, on her behalf.
Take the link better call.
You guys still fucked up, okay?
No, my kids be having nice on their pillow.
Look, you guys still fucked up, okay?
I'm just saying, as a spouse, it's certain. What's the word I'm looking for? It's not cold, but it's certain vibes you get.
Buzzword.
Yeah, you gotta it's like, nigga, you better answer this question correctly, or I'm gonna stab you, right?
I mean,
and if they light skin, they gonna stab you twice.
They stabbing you and then helping you and then stab you again because you're not all the way hurt. Like, I don't know.
Did you pass the test?
I think I did. I'm still alive. It's like, I'm still breathing. I got all my toes, all my fingernails. My hair's still here, you know. Like, shave half your head off while you sleep. Or my Instagram account is still up. You know, they start deleting those.
You know what?
Oh, man.
Oh,
you got one left sneaker missing. I don't know.
So, I mean, since we own this topic, you know, I mean.
Oh, man.
Just slide in the DM. Now I'm just
Yeah, crazy.
We can set that up, you know.
You got to talk to the boss. I'm just
going to volunteer, I guess. That's part of the test, yet again. I don't answer that question. I pass it. Pass it to the boss.
Yeah, I'm just me. I'm a volunteer, man. I'm a boss when it comes to Wadi TV, but when it comes to this relationship, I'm just a worker.
So, you know what? That's funny.
I'm a worker.
I need somebody like that. Okay. You got a real one. Okay, I'll see you.
I'll fold the line. I don't got time.
You ain't got time for the unnecessary drama. Nope. I know that's right, girl. I know that's right. So, I always ask my guests every time they come on. So,
where's
the weirdest place you ever had sex? Like, the craziest place you ever had sex? Now, it don't got to be with Hayesling. I can be talking about anybody.
I'm in.
Like, what's the craziest place you ever, you know? And if you want me to, I'll go first. I mean, you know.
How many crazy places you had?
Okay, so the craziest place I ever had sex at was church in the bathroom.
Church? So you just were horny in church?
I guess she just decided to give me some head in church. She just decided to, you know, go there in church. I mean, and I wasn't stopping her.
I don't know. I think Miles was in a car. I don't remember where
car?
I was at. Yeah, I don't remember where I was at, though. I'm trying to tell you. I think I was upstate New York. Kind of, sort of. It was one of them after parties. I was being a thotty. Yeah, I was being a thotty.
See,
Black Henny.
We all had a thot moment. We all had that thot moment in our life.
Black Henny on the rocks. And I don't know.
Yeah, that Henny just turned you into a little thigh.
I woke up on my brother airbed, no socks. I don't know. I still don't know what them socks are.
Oh, Lord. You were slapped, huh?
Yeah. I'm a drinker. I don't smoke. You know drugs.
Well, see, I got to get high every week. Once in a while, I'm sorry. I just got to. Once in a while. roll up. I didn't even taught my own self how to roll up. See, you didn't got that real. If I ain't even know how to roll.
I'm over drinker, but you know it's crazy. Up until like I smoked like one time, and that was like very recent. It was like one of those vape pens, and I still remember. Like I was cool for the most part until like 30 minutes in, I felt like my feet was heavy as fuck, and I just stood in one spot. I was still stood in one spot. I'm like, I ain't going nowhere for a while. Fuck this shit.
I love smoking. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just good for the soul, you know? It's like how I feel about weed is how I feel about a good glass of wine.
Okay. I see. I need to be making a smuggle run. You know, because my family.
No, see, I got my connects in Atlanta. I got my connects. Don't even trip. I got my connects. But anyway, so, you know, what challenges have you faced the most in doing music?
You said what's the most what?
Challenging thing you ever faced doing music.
I think the shows, like live shows, because if somebody performed before you and they was whack or too good, you have, if they're whack, then you kind of set the balance. But if they're too good, it's like, I got to follow up behind that. And then you got to make sure your songs, you got to have multiple songs for different crowds because you don't want to. My problem is one of my songs is me talking to a female, and if I'm in a crowd, there's no females there, I'm asked out. So I can't do that song. So it's just about being prepared. But for me, I'll say live shows.
Okay, so and that, what do you do to prepare yourself for a show?
I drink. Make sure I'm drunk on stage. I'm more relaxed, and I'm more of a I don't care attitude, so it's
more
like
in your
your energy is like, man, I don't care if they don't buck to it. I'm gonna do my bars and that's it. And I'm gonna make sure they hear every bar. Like my goal is to make sure they hear. If I gotta cut the music off and let them hear this acapella, they gonna listen to these words today. So I try to make it like if when I perform, to make it seem like all cameras is on me, and I need to look good on this. I need to look good on camera, so I try to, you know, do my stage presence.
Okay, I feel it. So by you know you being an artist, you know, because I've dated artists, you know, I know what it's like dating artists. What are you know how some artists operate, you know. So, if you on that future shit, you be on that shit with that shit, future be on. No, I'm just playing. But no, that's my question.
Nah.
So, by being an artist, do that make it kind of complicated in your relationship?
Not
or do it balance
shit,
out
no.
Because she model? Like, do that balance it out?
Like, we knew each other for a couple of years now. Like, she's been in my music video and things like that. So we kind of know each other, and we understand that we understand our field. So we just try to keep an open relationship to where, you know, like I tell her, babe, answer my phone if I'm asleep. She be looking at me like I'm stupid. Like, what? Like, we're in a relationship. If I'm asleep, answer my phone. It could be a job or somebody calling for anything. Like, that's the type of relationship we got. It's just open. Like, when her magazines come in or she go to her photo shoots and things like that, she'll send me the pictures and let me know, ask me about her outfits. And I try to do the same. Like, when I have video shoots, babe, call me, you busy? Oh, call me to the shoot. Like, we try to keep each other active in what we do to make it comfortable for both of us, because in this business, it do be extra. You got the groupies. Like the pervs, you got a lot of different things in this industry. So it's like, with us, we just try to be open with each other.
The industry is very, very tricky. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I've been in it. I've been, like I said, I've been on both sides. I've been around people who will, you know, let's call girls and shoot a video, and I'll be looking at them, and then they'll call girls over, and they'd be like, all right, let's shoot the video. And they just call girls over because they want to talk to girls. And I'd be like, man, I don't got time for this. Like, I'm trying to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got time to be no dot right now. Like, work is work. Dot and it's dying. You want a dot? Let's go to the club. Like,
right,
I don't got time to be prepping cameras and all that just not to use it. So she know I like I work. If it's not about money, I'm not coming outside. Like, I'm really a home person.
Okay.
I stay in the house.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So,
but they better not be looking at her. I don't like all the likes, B.
That's what
too much likes from me. She getting too much magazine features and all this. I'm starting to feel a little,
Oh no, she's in there because she looks all right, not because I think she looks fine. You know, she looks all right.
Nah, I know that. Oh, she look all right. All right. I hear you. You fucking shit.
Support that she gives you, you give her that same support in return. Because some artists, you know, they rap or whatever, but, you know, they may be a rapper, but they don't want their girl to be a model or be seen in that aspect because they don't want everybody looking at their girl. So, are you one of those kind of artists?
See, sometimes I ain't a lot. Like, it's a human nature to feel that way. Like, yeah, I don't want nobody looking at her. But... That's more of a where we outside. Like, if it's me and her, we outside, like, I get mad. Like, some dude, we was looking one day, some dude going, you know how dudes is that walk past and look back. And I had to look at him like, bro, I know you see me walking. Like, it had me so mad. Like, I'm like, this is why people get hurt. Like, my screws was loose a little bit. Like, why people get hurt. But, like, in a magazine, sometimes I look at it and I'm like, damn. I'm like, I hope nobody in jail got this magazine. Like,
especially it's a couple issues of Human Canvas. People in jail are gonna be.
I'd be stressed. Like, I hope nobody in jail ordered this. But other than that, I just try to promote her as much as I can with a healthy relationship, and I've learned this from like watching. Say famous people or things like that, you always got to be your spouse number one fan. So that's what I try to.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I try to be and try to show. Sometimes I get lazy, I admit, but, you know, when I catch myself doing that, I'll be like, let me hurry up before she kicked me out this house, boy. For my PlayStation controller go missing or something. So
that's good that y'all got that good, you know, positive relationship. Because me, on the other hand, I'm a crazy ass bitch. I'm just make no. Look, yes, I've dated rappers, and I'm still a crazy ass bitch. Like, I'm gonna be supportive. I'm gonna be that supportive ass girl. Twerk to my motherfucking man music or my girl music, whatever. I'm gonna do whatever it is to support myself. Oh, but when it comes to them bitches, oh no. No. You're going to have to stay in the same place, okay? Stay in the same place. Or if other models who try to come into an industry, because they don't even be on no business shit. Like, they don't be on no business, like, trying to be in a music video and then they be on some slick-ass shit. So, as a model, I know how some of these, you know, females think. And then I have to let my person that I'm in a relationship know, like, oh, no, Jasmine, you got to put these back. There ain't going to be none of this. If you ain't that bitch, you come up missing. Nah.
See, Hazel say I have fans, but I don't believe her. She be like, oh, you got a lot of bitches fans. And I be like, where? Slay where? Like, it's dudes that need a
okay.
I have dude groupies more than female groupies. Like, it's the dudes that be like, oh, you know, Wadi, I want to take a picture. I'll be like, yo, that's gay, bro. Like,
yeah, some niggas do be on
that. I'm not that famous yet.
That shit is weird as hell. That's so weird to me.
Yeah, like, females, they
I don't know. They might like a picture, but it don't be in my DM. My DM is dry. It's not filming my DM. It's stressing me out. I be stressed. Like, oh, I got three DMs. It be my wife, my aunt, and my cousin. I be like, the fuck? I know groupies. It be fake pages trying to make me order hair.
Oh, God. Don't give me a start with them fake hair for you.
Let the groupies stay away. Let the groupies stay away.
They follow me and they unfollow me, the hair pages.
Oh, yeah. Them fake, them hair pages is irritating as hell. Like, this should be, man, this should be blowing the fuck out of me.
I'd be like, yay, my followers going up. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yo, I don't even have 1,000 followers on my personal page. I'm stressed.
See, I got too many goddamn pages. That's my problem. I got six Instagram.
Yeah.
I got six Instagrams. I got some that
got
me. I got, see, like, a couple of them got over 1,000. But
I got
shit,
five.
Running six Instagrams is craziness.
I got five Instagrams and I have five Facebook pages.
See, I'm right there with you. Same
and
Facebook,
I gotta run
Twitter, and I got six Twitters too. So yeah, I'm right there with you.
I got two Twitters. I just try to have.
Cause I got the one. Cause I got one for the show. I got one for the show in the social network. I got one for my photography. I got one for the magazines. I got Human Canvas, then Culinary Canvas, and Everyday Fitness. And then I got my personal page, Sandy J Dusk. So, yeah. That's a lot to keep
pages.
Up with. I know.
Word,
hey.
That's a lot of pages hey. To
Yeah, that's too many
to
pages.
Post.
I only got one Instagram.
Well, mostly
Which
here's
I'm
the thing.
A,
like, I like
I'm
my Twitters.
Another one.
Oh, man. See, you feel joined. Welcome to the world, man. You're going to be running
for
multiple
my,
pages.
Because I'm starting my own business this year, so it's going to be for my business.
Yep. See, now you're going to be like how I am. You're going to be having, because you need one. That's kind of what it is. You want one for your business, too. So now you got to be running. It'd be hard because sometimes
yeah.
you got to make sure. I got to keep content over here, too. You
see,
be
look,
having to speak
to
that, and I don't even want
to
put the same
I'm about
stuff
to hire
on.
Me, you better hire me on marketing. You market from my business page.
All right, got you. I daddy got you.
oh, shit.
All right, so I got a couple questions left for you because I want to get, I'm extend this show just a tad bit because they going to let us know, they going to tell us about this goddamn tea.
I know, right?
Yeah, so a couple more questions. So if you had a magic wand and you could change one thing about the music industry, to something that's negative and then make it something and replace something that's positive from your own point of view, what would it be?
Something negative and turn it into a positive?
Yeah, so if you can pick one negative and change it and then replace it with something positive that you think should be happening in the industry, what would you say would it be?
Balls. Like, right now, there's really no balls out here. Like, I still listen to Tupac and Jay-Z, and I still listen to 90s and early 2000s music. Like, I need balls back. I need music that really made me, I want to feel their pain or feel their happiness. Like, I need that music back. Well, it's, I'm high off lean, and I don't do that. I can't get jiggy with that. Like, I need that real, that make you think music back. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like I said, Lil Durk last album that came out, like, he went through, that was pain on that album, that boy was talking. I listened to that whole song, that whole album every day. Like, I like music like that. That's balls. That's pain. That's truth.
Shout out
that's
to the Midwest.
Yeah, that's something I could sit there and relate to. talking about missing people who passed. He's talking about growing up. He's talking about things he went through when he first got in the industry. Like, those are things I want to hear. That's the bars. I don't want to hear about no chain and no jewelry and you renting cars. I don't want to hear that. Because I ain't renting no cars. Man, I'm trying to buy one. That's a problem these days. Yeah, because these days, like I say this all the time, people don't want to be the person with the money. They want to be a random person with the money. I want to be the person with the money. I don't want to be around you. It's either you helping me get money with you or I'm going another route.
I agree with that. It's not that you can't have something that's like a crazy turn up record. It's just that it feels like there's no balance on the radio when you listen to some of the radio shows. Especially like mainstream radio, it's like it's not enough balance, like enough that, you know, people like tell them some real shit. And then, you know, you can still throw on the ratchets. I'm what you call sophisticated ratchet. I want to be sophisticated and ratchet all together.
That's why I fuck with Cardi, because the shit that Cardi talk about in her music, I can relate to. About being a stripper, how people judge you based on being a stripper, think you out here fucking niggas because you a stripper and shit like that. I can relate to that because
I was in that position before. Cardi got balls. I don't care if somebody write it, whatever the case is, she lets it flow. And to me, she's not a rapper, I should say. Like, it's a difference between being a rapper and being an artist. An artist is somebody who has ghostwriters, who's an entertainer. They're not a person who you'll call the, and I need you to freestyle this right now. They're the person you call and be like, listen, I wrote this verse, I need you on it. A rapper is the ones who come, they write their own stuff or whatever, and they get help. But those are the ones that can freestyle off the head. Those are the rappers. An artist is an artist. A rapper is a rapper. That's the difference between rap and hip-hop. Hip-hop is what we jam to. That's the dance music. Yep. That's the turn up. That's the ratchet. Rapping is, that's the bars. That's the freestyle. That's the hardcore. For me, like, I think, like you said, it comes with the balance. That's where a lot of this generation, whatever people want to call it, that's where the balance is not there.
Right. It's not enough. It's not enough. Let me give you both. You know, I want to hear both. Why I gotta wait is the only time I can hear both is if I go to iTunes, but if I come to radio station, you know, I don't get enough of the balance. Some of these R&B singers, man, they ain't really singing no more. They hollering, and they not really. They not trying to make you want to make love and get nasty.
No, I'm still listening. Like, if I screenshot, I'm gonna screenshot and tag y'all in my iPhone, my Apple Music list. If you see, I have no new songs on there. The only new songs on there is the songs that I probably stole from Hazel. Like, I don't have no new songs on there. Like, I don't have no name. Like, I don't even have Casanova up there. Like, I don't have, let me see, is there any new R&B artists out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay.
I fuck with Ella May.
Yeah, Ella May. Yeah, she got that real shit.
Fuck with her. She's a new artist. She's a new artist, but she got some good. She got some shit. Like, she got that old school feel to her music.
Do da da da, do da. She did what she wanted everything. Da 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 da, do da. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I only hear that song like on social media because I never took the chance to download it. But every time I do hear it on social media, I be jamming. And it'd be like a minute clip or something like that. And I'd be like, yo, that song's out fire. Then I'd download it.
It's still that new school, but it still got that old school feel to it.
Yeah. Like a lot of people.
Yeah, she from the UK.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. And you know what else is crazy? I always tell people this. It's something about the 90s. Like, the 90s was just that era to where I feel like that era is never going to die.
Especially 90s, rap, 90s hip-hop,
yeah.
90s R&B. Especially, y'all know me, R&B. Y'all know how much I love 90s R&B.
Man,
I do a whole mix on here with
that
one.
R. Kelly, like, boy. Especially
R.
Kelly.
Boy, especially when, and they be putting some of that music in her videos. I'm like, Lord, I don't know if I'm paying this to the music mode or paying this mode to name.
But think about it. All the songs that came out these past couple of years that have been hits are all remake 90s beats. Wild Thoughts,
yep.
That's a remake. Drake new song. What's Drake new song name? The one everybody sing. I don't even know.
Nice
but
or
that's
what? That's Lauryn Hill song.
Booed Up. Like, these is all songs that they're just basically remaking. And people
Bryson Tiller did that hardcore.
Yeah, Tory Lanez. Like, these are just songs that they're remaking. People are listening to it like, oh, it's new. It's new, but when you was three, that song came out too. Like, come on.
Yep.
That's where people not understanding and they forgetting. Like, 90s, that era was, like, I was born in 1990, so, and 90s to me, I was watching cartoons, but the music is still, that's my music, like, that's the era of music that I listen to, in the 90s.
And that's the music that gets the party, like, especially 90s R&B, that's what you get up on the wall, you get up against the wall, and a girl gets you up against the wall. And she start getting real nasty, or she get up against the wall, and she want to see you know if you ain't gonna just stand there, you know what you're doing, and you grind up against her. Yeah, okay, see, you know y'all gonna get something started. Gonna get something started.
Go ahead. Speak your house party, mom. Go ahead. That's some house party days.
Oh man. Whew.
Do people even have
those
parties these days?
Man, hey. See, that's how I got into promote. You know what? That's crazy because if I did, was it before the radio show? Yeah, it was. Like, that's how I got into promoting. Before I became a promoter, I was, I decided, like, while I was in college, one day I was like, man, I'm getting tired of these parties getting shut down. The DJ be taking forever, some of these songs. And so I was like, I'm going to DJ my own house party. And I threw one together like a week, within a week's time. And that shit was crazy. Crazy. I see people do some of these house parties, but it just be dry as fuck. I don't, like, they don't really, like, they try too hard to enjoy. They try too hard to enjoy themselves instead of actually enjoying themselves.
Yeah. Right now is the strip club era.
Yeah, oh, man. Oh, I don't even want to talk about strip club right now, Lord. I don't even want to talk about
strip club
era.
People don't even like going to regular clubs no more. They rather go to the strip club and have fun. And regular clubs is turning into strip clubs. Like, pool halls is turning into strip clubs. Like, I can't play pool if she's on the table. Like, so I ain't got to guess.
Right.
Like,
I agree with you. Like, I feel like, it's too much. To me, I feel like it's oversaturation. Like, because when people just ain't getting their little feelings, you guys say you got a problem against strip clubs? No, not that. It's just too many. I need a decent amount. I need to be a smaller amount so that y'all be more strict about the chicks y'all got going in there. Because the fact it's so many, that means they got to fill up more. And so when you got to fill up more, you start getting these bottom of the barrel ass chicks. They ain't got no pole work. And they ain't bad in the goddamn strip club.
See, I'm all for everything, but like you said, like, It's the balance. It's all about balance.
I can have fucking balance in life. Sometimes you want to go see somebody do some Cirque du Soleil shit, and sometimes you want to be the party. And I can't be the party at the strip club.
You got to throw the ones and the hundreds and all that.
Oh, Lord, man.
Party.
I don't even want to talk about the last time with the strip club. It was ridiculous.
I was in there
paying light bills.
Paying light bills.
So what's your light bill, baby? Nate's being bad. Okay, on that note, last question before we go seduction 101, because Nate over there being naughty. If you had 24 hours left to live, you could pick everywhere you want to spend the crazy stuff all the way to the sentimental stuff. What would you do in those last 24 hours?
In the last 24 hours, I can tell you now, my last 2 hours, I'm spending by myself. I need to clear my head. But I'll probably just take that time to leave one last memory with my family and friends. Like, running around, have fun with them, get on their nerves, things of that nature. I wouldn't tell them it's my last 24 hours because then they're going to be looking for ways to fix stuff. But I just, like, I'm very family-orientated because I'm the youngest. So my thing is I like to spend time with the people who I care about to leave memories. So.
Aww.
Y'all corny.
I mean, they won't take forever with the claps, but they on time to them all. I don't know what's wrong with them.
I say that because what they say, memories last forever, right? That's what people say.
Exactly.
Make this last forever.
Yeah, but memories, you know, I make sure I make a few videos for people so they can watch me and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just all about family with me. So,
absolutely.
Even now, I make sure, like before I go outside, I make sure I take that thought that this might be my last time walking past that door. You feel me? Like, you never know. So, I always just try to keep that in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's two apples.
Well, we appreciate having you on the show, but. Before we do that, should we want to let everybody know, see on the show, we don't just say follow you or like and stuff. We call it stalk. We tell people to stalk you. Now, let me explain what that means. So, because when people just press the follow button or like button, they don't really do nothing else. They don't really, like, support your stuff. So, we want stalkers, they follow your every move. They gonna if you got this going on, they gonna be over here. If you got this going on, they gonna be over here. They gonna be to watch your videos. They ain't gonna go to a video that's a year ago talking about that's what's up. Stalkers support your shit. So in that case, remind everybody the places they can stalk you at.
Man, they could stalk me on Google. Nah, but on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, they're all the same as Baby Watson. Make sure y'all put 2 T's in Watson. So it's WATTSON. You come to New York, stalk me out here because, you know, I'm a party person. I know where all the hot spots. I'm the plug. So that's it. Just make sure y'all like, comment. Don't DM me. My girlfriend crazy. And that's it. Keep me safe. Make me successful. Keep me safe. That's all I ask for.
Be careful with me. We're going to be careful with you.
I don't even like that.
Stay around. Oh, man. Yeah, so stay around because you definitely. Because you forget some tea real quick. With Seduction 101. Because. Nate's going to give us some tea in this segment she has every week called Seduction 101. So, let's find out what she got going on.
Let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done fucking with rappers because ain't no nigga about to do me like you could be an old girl because I probably would have whooped your ass. Like, or, look, this is what I said. Nigga, you booked this hotel room so all in my name, so all I got to do is tell them to extend the stay and put it on your card and block your fucking number because first of all, you're going to be fucked up. But it was just one rapper I was going to get an acquainted with. Now, y'all know who Royce Murda is. I'm sure y'all do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's two of them in the group because Royce Murda is the group. It's, yeah. Oh. Swae Lee. I'll be fucking up his name. Swae Lee. He's been in the DM. He's real heavy lately. And I was going at first. Until I seen that future shit. Then I'm like, oh, hell no. See, I ain't got time for a motherfucker to future me. For real. Because I'm crazy as hell. I told you I'm crazy. Steady, you know I'm crazy. Ain't got time.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Cases. Ain't got time. And where's the dollar ass? Like, first of all, I don't live in New York, okay? Rich dollar. That's weird as hell, though, because I'm like, how the fuck is this going to find my Instagram? How is these celebrities finding my Instagram and hopping in my DM? Real motherfucking.
Because you're hot in these streets right now, man. People see you over there getting on motorcycles and shit. You got construction tape on. People ready to risk it all.
You know what? Somebody ready to risk it off. Somebody. But Baby Watson, is y'all going to Atlanta?
You said what?
Is y'all going to Atlanta?
I don't know. I gotta find out.
Oh, Lord. What is going on in this show right now?
June 29th, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When is it? August what?
June 29th.
Oh, June 29th. Wait, what day is that?
That's a Friday.
That's a Friday.
Oh, she's trying to get me in trouble this month. Oh, okay. my insurance ain't kicked in yet. I can't do June payday.
Oh, man.
No. I told you to ask the boss. You can't ask me nothing.
Look, he's older, you know. She is older than, you know, y'all do live together.
I'm a volunteer. Hey, Miss Ling Ling.
You volunteer? What is your volunteer?
Miss Ling Ling, are we, we going
to volunteering? You on your young MA shit? You volunteering that?
I don't know what young MA do. She had one song. I don't know what happened.
Is that what
she had a second song, and I wasn't really feeling that shit. I was like, talk about some goddamn hot sauce. I was like, what the fuck? Is this a Popeye's chicken commercial? This shit is not. Hot sauce is man trash.
I like one of her songs. I just don't know the name of it. It's Hennessy and something else. I can't remember, but I actually like that song.
I hate hot sauce. Hot sauce is trash as fuck. I damn near go to sleep every time I hear that shit. I've been swearing, but down it's a Popeye's chicken commercial. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Except Popeye's chicken commercial.
You funny as hell, but to all you models who got rappers trying to holler at y'all, don't get futured, okay? Do not get futured.
You said don't get futured. What do that mean?
You ain't hear what Future did to that girl in Cali?
No. I don't be.
He told her to. Well, let me just put it out there, the store. So he told her, you know, he met her in Miami. And, you know, she went to the studio with him or whatever, they killed or whatever like that. So she go back to her hometown where she lives, you know, her and Future still in contact. So he texting her like, come out here or whatever like that, she told him to book her flight. And he told her, go ahead and book it, and I'm going to reimburse you $1,000 back. Now, you can FaceTime Shorty. Told her, I hope you're ready for me. Make sure you're looking sexy and some lingerie type shit. And she told him she ain't on that kind of time. And this nigga gonna say, so, good night, love, enjoy. What the fuck?
Yo, he's stressed.
He would decide, man. I don't know what this is.
She was booked it for one night when she was supposed to be there for two nights or whatever. She went and got some food. She come back. She locked out of her hotel room.
What?
Oh, hell no.
Don't get Future, ladies, by these celebrity-ass rappers. Don't get Future, because Future, he fucked up for doing her like that. He voted for this.
Yo.
And Matt, when she was naked and when he got a bucket of ice, and she came in her room.
So you mad because she won't let you fuck, so you not coming to chill with her or whatever, and you not going to give her money that you said you was going to give her.
That's
just tell this chicken, these motherfuckers didn't come out flat out
now,
and say, hey, I'm trying to
my
fuck.
Thing is,
and if she say no,
then I'm trying to put you on this flight, but I want to fuck.
So
and
he got
I'm a regular ass nigga and that shit work.
He
most
got
bitches
mad
gonna
baby
be
boys.
Gone because it's a celebrity. It's a celebrity. So most bitches going to be going. You could have been honest with the bitch. So she would have been going or not going.
Stop. You horny, call one of your baby mamas, bro. Like, I don't understand this.
Future bogus as hell. He bogus as hell. So she had to, look, luckily she booked her, you know, she got money. It's not like she needed that nigga money because she takes flights and shit. But the whole point is, nigga, this is what you said you was going to do, and you got it. You know, that shouldn't be, $5,000 shouldn't be shit to you. Because you a rapper, you got it. But you bogus as hell. He bogus like that shit. He lost my respect for that because that's bogus as hell. Because what if she didn't have no money to buy her no food and shit like that? What if she, you know?
Yeah.
He bogus as hell.
Don't
get me
about
it. He forgot to take that mask off. That's what it was. He saw that goddamn mask on.
You mad.
Lying to the fucking man.
He wouldn't fuck you, though. You mad. He's talking about some good
that's crazy.
Lame as hell.
Just say, hey, I'm trying to pop some up. You tell a female, either
that's
a female going to say
nigga.
Yes, or she going to say
no.
Just
be a real nigga. Because he didn't book the hotel room. Just be a real nigga. Like, just say you trying to fuck. Like, I just want to fuck.
Word. Like, yo, I'm trying to get some. I'll pay your flight. You with it or not? Ain't no time. No, first of all, there's too much situations going on in Hollywood right now. I don't need no cases or accusations against me. He's dumb.
Man.
Exactly.
He's dumb as shit. I'm good.
He did this in the Me Too era. Exactly.
Time out. Good night. I'm good, love. Enjoy. Nigga, you lame as hell.
Yo, to all the celebrities out there, I recommend find you a girl that wants you, that you want, and marry her, and you won't have no accusations.
Exactly.
No.
These niggas just want to fuck on different females. Like, I remember.
You could be B-Ray Davis and have two girlfriends at one time. I don't understand this. It's too much going on.
It's hard for a motherfucker
well,
to be
honestly,
real.
Well, I'll be giving
real.
I'll be giving
that's
this
it.
This penis all willy nilly. This shit is at a premium. You can't just I don't just be giving it out like fucking samples at Costco. Nah, this shit is a goddamn premium.
I don't like
I'm
how people
dead.
Say she dumb and all that. Like she ain't dumb.
Shit. Word.
Because if you could take y'all time about book a flight and I'm going to reimburse you, y'all probably wouldn't do the same damn thing.
Word. That's crazy. I missed that story, man.
Yeah, you missed that story.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've been busy.
Trash.
Future trash.
I'm about to post. I'm posting Hazeline on my Facebook tonight. I mean, my Instagram tonight. Because she sleeps standing up like a bat.
All I know is this, that as we got as we got a few minutes of the show, I'm excited, man. Yeah. We usually do the What's Going On segment. I ain't going to tell y'all too much more about business besides the fact that Human Canvas is getting ready, another Human Canvas issue coming out. But the other thing that's important, y'all going to find out as it happens. Oh, I did miss an important announcement. I'll mention that in a second, but... Again, June 29th through July 1st. I'm leaving on July 1st in the morning. So don't be trying to hit me up on July 1st talking about, oh, man, what's going down? Nah, motherfucker. You better hit me up on June 29th or fucking June 30th to do some shit. If you ain't doing it on one of them days, oh, fucking well. You missed the fucking boat. And y'all know about this. Me and Nate talk about this shit forever. So I want nobody that's in Atlanta getting their fucking feelings.
Y'all didn't tell me y'all
was coming down here. We fucking told you. Because we didn't have to tell you. So yeah, don't be on that fraud shit. When we leave and y'all try to hit us back up wondering why we ain't there, like dumbass, that shit is clear as daylight telling you when the hell we gonna be there. So don't be acting stupid. But no, so this would be your first time me and Nate met each other in person. It'd be dope, man, because it's just great, man. Like, you know, y'all know, man, I be here all day being sentimental about Nate. Nate been supporting me since day one, and sure, y'all know how I ran to Nate. I saw, like, motherfuckers, it was a fuck, I ain't going to mention the site, but the site had this little shit out where they were sleeping on her. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at this shit. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all not seeing her? I'm
okay,
like, I don't know. She's like
now,
a bad to me.
Now, who got
And that was before
got
Nate got bad, bad. Nate yeah. was cute. She was like, bad like she is now. She was cute, man. I was like, she looks straight to me. And then now look at y'all. Now y'all breaking y'all fucking niggas. Oh, my God. Who the fuck is that? Yeah, okay.
Let me see
y'all was sleeping.
Just for the record, I would like to say that the Warriors won tonight. You heard?
Fuck, they won? Oh, shit. That's why I didn't watch the score. I was trying to watch
baby.
It. I didn't feel like being upset in the goddamn show. Fuck! The Cavs were up before the fucking second half! Fuck!
And they was out, too. They was up by 10 last I checked.
Man, I'm over this shit, man. I'm so fucking over this shit.
I don't watch basketball.
I'm
over this
That's
shit.
That's where the money at.
That's where the money is at. Give me the playoffs. I can bet on shit. Especially now they make it gambling legal, sports gambling legal everywhere. Let me bet on that shit, man. But,
Speaking of basketball players, there's somebody that's training for the NBA trying to talk.
Oh, Lord.
I know. That nigga hit me up. Nate, he gonna say, what you doing tonight? I said, you must think I stay in Atlanta. I'm like, no, I'm not living
Wow.
there.
You know what's so funny, though? They don't realize about you. Like, these people are trying to throw all this money at you, but they don't realize that shit don't impress you.
Exactly. Because I pay my own bills. Plus, I'm in college, too. So.
I guess they don't know. But, so the other thing today marked the second anniversary of Laser Focus Photos, which is my photography business. 2 years ago,
okay.
I got the crazy idea to actually get into the photography shit. And that shit was kind of an accident. Was somewhat of an accident. Well, I won't say it was an accident. It was more of a thing where people had to keep badgering me for years to get into it. They were like, man, you should be a photographer. Like, man, I want to do it. I mean, I already do too much, man. I ain't trying to pick up another fucking thing. But it'll be the smart decision because, you know, a lot of people, you know, that's one thing I think about. Everyone's going to say everybody trying to be retired for or everybody trying to be a model. It's not the case. I saw a post earlier this week that was perfect. They said if you ever feel like it's a bunch you were doing the same thing you doing, they remember this aisle. They had like an aisle at the grocery store, and it had like loaf of bread. It'd be hella brands of loaf of bread, but you know what? Yeah. Somebody gonna buy one of them fucking loaves of bread. Otherwise, it wouldn't be all them goddamn brands. That everybody likes different brands. Same thing with photographers. Same thing with models. It's good having choices, but you won't be on top of your shit. That's how you get picked more often, is if you're on top of your shit. And I will say I'm very blessed. I've dealt with a lot of great, there's been some bad experiences, but for the most part, I've dealt with a lot of great people who have made this shit look very easy. It's hard as fuck, but they help and make it look easy. And I'm glad I've been doing photography for 2 years as of today. So thank you, everybody.
Congratulations.
I can't stand his mayonnaise ass. He's from here in my area, and I still won't support his ass. But yes, I think everybody, man, shoot, it's a blessing. And so yeah, we're gonna continue to do it up, and shoot, as you're ready rolling out, baby watching again, remind them where they can find you again.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook. What's the other social media? Oh, Twitter, Snapchat. You can find me anywhere. You can Google me. You know, it's Baby Watson. Just make sure y'all spell my last name right. It's WATTSON. And we good. Or you can type in Wadi TV, you know. You might see me on TV soon. I'm working on that.
Like Watts. Like Watts as in the light bills I was playing.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I was saying, hey, man, I was, well, it was a bunch of, hey, okay, see, you're gonna give me another story. That's only because it was a bunch of broke ass, it's a bunch of dudes there trying to stunt like they was on some ball shit, and I came in there looking regular, smegular, and they thought, like, he just regular, smegular, and I'm out here cashing out on these folks, like, Y'all want to act like y'all balling. Let me go ahead and show y'all how to do this shit. Y'all just staring and not tipping anybody in here. Let me embarrass y'all real quick. So I wanted to make a fucking point. It had nothing to do with the stripper necessarily. It was more so these motherfuckers around here trying to size me up for no reason. But, Nate, how can they find you, Nate?
Well, y'all can follow me on Instagram. Nate Seduction, the one and only Nate Seduction, NAYY _ Seduction. Snapchat, Nate Seduction. Like I always say on this show, if you don't know how to spell seduction, your ass is too young for social media. You shouldn't even have a social media. for real. And, you know, YouTube, you know, my new video is out that I did in Miami. Shots by So Gorilla Sims in Miami, Florida, on South Beach. Check it out. It's on Instagram. Scroll through, you know, or click the link. And it shows my last one I did, and then my new one is on YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the Space Seduction. I mean, that's how y'all can follow me or Google me on, you know, Nate Seduction. And I'll pop up.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you right now, Wadi, before you watch some videos, make sure you watch them with Hazel so you don't get in trouble.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for
with
coming.
Hazel.
You.
Don't do it by yourself. You'll get Hazel gonna come get you.
I don't need to click the link and be caught up. I don't know what to do and shit. I don't know whether to
tell Hazel, say Hazel, click the link. You told Hayes look quick to leap, but it's you good.
So I gotta watch it on the little phone. I can't watch it on the big phone.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. Yeah. Oh, see, you gotta start trouble.
Man,
yeah, I just gotta get
there.
Oh man.
Oh
man, I gotta watch it. I watch it on the little phone. I ain't trying to be in that trouble.
Lord, but anyways, y'all, shoot. Y'all know you can find, y'all, this, y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ, CEDDY, letter J, or type in Dust Spot Radio Network. Shoot on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, AHA, there's other ones I forgot. You know, we had a lot, we on a lot of spots, you know, syndicated on a lot of spots, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, appreciate everybody for supporting us, and we rolling out and remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or there's a
no,
or you, there is a way. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy Ceddy J, and your girl
Nathan.
And Nate, what's that public service announcement we give every hump day?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
Mm-hmm. And stay ready like Ceddy. That's a new one. Stay ready like Ceddy. All right, y'all, we out, y'all.
Peace.